going? It's Jay Stu, and I'm here with the always lovely Sarah J.
Hello.
Of Sarah J. Photography. Look it up. It's awesome. And I'm also here with our good friend Danielle, the Wonder Librarian.
Hey, what's up, guys? We're here at the Cambridge Arts Festival today, and it looks awesome.
Yeah, it does.
That's right. It's the second time I've been here. First time for these lovely ladies.
Yes.
And it's actually expanded quite a bit since last year. There was 12 tables here last year.
I will take your word for it.
Apparently, and we haven't looked around yet, there's about 40 in here, I guess, this year.
That's cool.
Yeah, we've seen some of our cosplay friends already. We've seen Steeble and Tamara. And,
yes.
I just met a guy who I've been friends on Facebook with for a year, Iron Man. I can't remember his name. Brian.
Oh, there you go.
Sorry if I ruined your secret identity there, Brian.
Way to go.
And Symbiote Spider-Man was walking around with Silk. Silk is a Spider-Man character from the comic.
I saw them both.
So we're going to take a look around, and hopefully we're going to have some traffic at the table today. We have Hunter and Diana manning the tables, and we'll be back later to hopefully record some people. And there will be lunch too, Alfonso said.
Yes.
And there's coffee and cookies.
Yes.
Oh, I want a cookie.
We all do.
Yeah.
We all do. So, we're going to take a look around, do some interviews, see who's here.
See if they found a spot where I can put my backdrop up, because then anybody who's cosplaying can have a really nice photo.
Yeah, there's some cool...
I
want to
get one.
Yeah, there's some cool non-guest cosplayers here, too. We just saw Spawn walk by with a cowboy hat for some reason.
And this would be perfect, because there's an outlet right here, and I can set up a light.
There you go. Always thinking outside the box.
Right.
All right. So we'll be back. We're going to take a look around. And we are at the Cambridge Comic Arts Festival 2016. We'll be back.
Right.
Now, a word from our sponsors.
All right, all right, all right.
Looking for a new comic book reading experience? Found it. Studio Comics. Led by Alfonso Espinoz, Studio Comics has a variety of talented artists and writers bringing tales of crystal skulls, circus freaks, and misunderstood superheroes. Check out their website at studiocomics.com. That's studio, C-O-M-I-X.com. And you can purchase their comics at better comic book shops near you.
So pick a card, any card here.
All right, we have our first person here, Supergirl, doing the trivia. Number, you got a five. What's the question, Danielle?
Oh, okay. If you could date any character, who would you choose? I.e. Superman, Dylan McKay. So any fictitious character.
Well, I can't date Superman because he's my cousin. That would be a little awkward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I actually missed it. Excellent question.
It is.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd be inclined to go with the Flash, potentially.
That's all right. That's a good one.
He's like a good guy.
Excellent.
And,
I like that.
An excellent crossover with Supergirl this year on her show.
Yes, there was that too.
Are you watching the series?
Of course I
am. What do you think so far?
You know what? It's gotten better as the season has gone on. Mm-hmm. And the way that they ended the season was... I'm looking forward to season two, to be honest.
I watch it with my daughter, and we both love it. And I guess more crossovers with Flash and Arrow this year.
Yeah, now that Supergirl's moved to the CW.
Yeah.
Hopefully that'll happen. That'll be pretty awesome. It's nice to see all the DC characters together.
Oh, definitely.
I like the Dean Cain cameos.
Yes.
I love
Dean.
Yeah, he was her dad, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Did you watch Lois and Clark?
Oh, my God. Huge fan.
Oh, don't get her started.
Excellent.
Venom, loved it.
He's great. Your favorite Superman,
he is,
right?
He's the one.
I would, you know what? I'd be inclined to agree, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. You know what?
Yeah.
I thought his Clark was awesome. He's one of the better Clarks.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he looked a little goofy in the costume, but he was a fantastic Clark.
Oh, some cheesy green screen in on that. But.
Yeah.
No, there absolutely was. I've gone back to watch it. It's hilarious, actually. But it's classic. It's, you know, it's sort of part of what I grew up on.
Oh, yeah, so. I watched the whole
aside
thing.
Aside from Christopher Reeve, I mean, nobody will ever take his place.
Yeah, he's like the iconic,
What do you think of Henry Cavill?
Honestly, I feel like he looks like what would happen if Christopher Reeve ate The Rock.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
He pulls it off well. It's just he's giant. Superman isn't known for the giant muscles, per se.
Right.
I find him a little bit flat and a little brooding. Like, I wish that I liked him more, but he's just kind of like, meh. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, maybe he'll grow on us in Justice League.
It's because of Dean. I'm tainted.
Yes.
I'll never get over it.
You're right.
So.
You're right. Well, it was very nice meeting you, and I'm going to give you a prize, and thanks again.
what?
What are you doing?
What am I doing? I'm doing my laundry.
Last time you did it, you turned everything blue and red.
Because I was washing the American flag, my flag.
No one washes a flag.
Not anymore.
No one washes a flag.
All right. Laundry, sheriff.
All right, it's Jay Stu and Wonder Librarian.
Hey, what's up, guys?
We're here at the Cambridge Comic Arts Festival, and we've run into a guy we met here last year, actually, Symbiote Spider-Man. How's it going?
Good, good. Yourself?
Not too bad. Haven't seen you in this suit before. Very cool.
Yeah, it's one of my newer style suits. It's the Symbiote 2099 version. I just thought I'd bring it by this year. Change it up a bit.
And I think you had a different one at Toronto Comic Con as well this year.
Yep, I also have the Symbiote Unlimited suit, which is just like based off on the cartoons and comics. It's just limited, but I turned into a Symbiote version of it.
Very nice. Now, last year when we talked, they were just about to cast this kid as the new Spider-Man, because we were talking about the Andrew Garfield movies. Did you get a chance to see Civil War, and what did you think of Tom Holland?
Yeah, I got to see Civil War. Tom Holland is kind of like a mix of Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire. Mm-hmm. So it kind of, like, you know, I think he did pretty good in the Civil War. We'll have to see in Homecoming how good he really does. Hopefully he'll get the whole scene.
Yeah, we had Homecoming coming next year. Rumored Robert Downey Jr. cameo and stuff.
Yeah, there's quite a bit of cameos in there, hopefully. Yeah.
He reacted well with them in Civil War, I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what I read a lot of. People were giving, like, positive reviews about Iron Man and Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I thought he was good. He was kind of one of the standouts for me, I think.
Yeah, brought the right amount of comic relief, I thought.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
People seem to like Aunt May a lot, too.
Is Aunt May supposed to be hot? I don't know.
she's getting younger.
He's getting younger through the movies. So
yeah.
It's funny, on Facebook, they actually have, like, from Tobey Maguire, and then Andrew Garfield, and then, like, Tom Holland, and then it's, like, 2020, they have, like, baby versions of them.
Right? Yeah.
Oh,
Benjamin Button or something.
Yeah, that's great. I don't know if I ever asked you this. Do you read the comics at all?
Yep. Yeah, I do read the comics. My friends have been getting me in more and more into it.
Right.
I stepped away from Spider-Man at the moment. I'm reading a comic called Vision.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Epic. It's awesome. It definitely is. Get a chance to read it.
Cool. Did you ever have a favorite Spider-Man storyline?
I don't know. I was more into, like, the Venom and the suits.
Definitely.
More the black. Yeah, more the black. Carnage is one of my favorites.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I was just going to ask, do you have a favorite Spider-Man actor or movie, like, that you've seen?
To be honest, I think I like, some people don't like it, but I like Spider-Man 3 with Tobey Maguire.
Okay.
You know, people didn't like it because his shitty dance moves and he's kind of...
You know what? I've gone back and watched them, and it had its moments.
Yeah, it had its moments, but, you know, it was good, and, you know, even my other favorite is, like, Deadpool as well. I know it's not Spider-Man related, but
that's a great movie.
Great movie.
For sure.
Ryan Reynolds definitely pulled it off this time.
Like, that was one of my movies of the year, for real. Civil War, top.
Oh, for sure. Mm-hmm. Don't know about Doctor Strange, though. I'm not that excited right now.
We'll see what happens.
When's that out?
October, I think.
Okay, so that could be a movie of the year still.
Could be.
Surprised. I was surprised about Guardians, because I didn't know anything about that.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know. Pleasantly surprised.
Yeah. Hey, do you like, what do you prefer, doing these smaller shows or the bigger cons?
To be honest, I like both of them.
Yeah.
You know, with the smaller ones, you get to see friends and other people.
Yeah.
And meet new people as well.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, like, you know, like Fan Expo, which is next week,
it's
so many people. You can barely get from point A to point B without, like, traveling, like, 2 hours, 3 hours. So, it's a lot. You do get to see more of your friends as well, but it's, you know, it's more money to go to see.
You going
to
be at Fan Expo this year?
Yeah, I'll be there. We're actually doing a booth with Comic Corps.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'll be there. We're actually just right across from the 501st Legion.
Oh, right on.
Nice, that's good.
Well, we'll have to come check you out.
Yeah, then. absolutely.
All right, man. Thanks a lot for talking to us.
Anytime.
It was cool seeing you again, and I'm sure we'll run into you throughout the day.
Absolutely.
All right, thanks, Spider-Man.
No problem.
All right, we have another contestant here. Danielle is pulling out the cards.
Pick a card, any card.
Thank you.
All right, that is a number. Well, that's a jack.
We'll call it a 10.
We'll call it a 10, yes.
Sorry, I'm eating a candy.
What do you got for number 10?
That's kind of a philosophical question. I'll go with number 9. What's the best movie you've seen this year?
There's been a couple of other movies. I just saw The Suicide Squad.
Okay.
Oh, what'd you think?
It was actually pretty good.
Yeah.
And I'm not much of a comic book person food, but
yeah,
it was pretty good.
A lot of build up around that one.
Yeah.
What have we seen this year?
We've seen Ghostbusters.
Oh, okay.
Ghostbusters was good.
Yeah, that was a fun one.
Oh, we saw The Secret Life of Pets.
Oh, that was a good one.
Yeah. Anything that I've seen. That was really...
Oh,
you know what? There was a great movie about the financial.
Yeah.
That one I liked.
Okay.
That was my choice. What would your choice be?
Ghostbusters.
Oh, good.
Very nice. You're the big Ghostbusters fan.
I'm a huge Ghostbuster fan. I bought a Holtzman Funko today, so. Yeah.
Cool.
Yes, my 5-year-old is a Ghostbusters fan.
Oh, wow.
Huge. So that's why we went to see that one.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, awesome. Thanks for talking on our podcast. I'll get you some prizes. So we've come home from Cambridge, Sarah and I, and Danielle had to leave early. But we just wanted to take this time to thank everyone that was involved with getting us down there today, Alfonso and the folks at Idea Exchange. We appreciate coming down. How was your first time being at the Cambridge Comic Arts Festival?
I loved it. I loved it a lot. They gave me a room to set up my photography equipment so I could do photo shoots with some of the cosplayers, and everyone was just really fantastic, and I really enjoyed myself.
Yeah, I kept sending people up there for you, and it was cool.
Yes.
Didn't do a lot of recording at the table, but that's okay. We had Spider-Man and Supergirl, who also came up to you.
Yes.
And we'll edit everything together into one fun-filled package. But I can't wait for people to see your pictures, and can't wait for people to hear our interviews, and it was nice seeing Alfonso and A. Shehan and Nick and Stephanie and Sam Noir and Vinny and everyone there. And I'll thank you and Danielle for helping out with everything. That was awesome. And we hope to see everyone next year at the Cambridge Comic Arts Festival because it's a fun show and we love doing it.
Yes.
All right. So this is Jay Stu and Sarah J. And we are signing off. Have a good one.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.